This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Hello.
And boy, we are really close now. Next week is our big golf outing. We've been talking about it for quite a while here on Catholic Radio. Still have a few slots left. If you're a golfer and you haven't signed up yet, hey, it is not too late. You can do it on our website at catholicradioindy.org, or you can call us at 317-870-8400. We have openings yet for foursomes and a couple of individual golfers as well. So if you can get a group of buddies together and want to have a great day, it's a fun day. That is May 22nd, Plum Creek Golf Club in Carmel. Great day. Starts with Mass at 11 o'clock in the morning, lunch about 11:30, shotgun start around noon, and then a great dinner in the after the golf. And Chris Ballard, general manager of the Indianapolis Colts, will be the guest speaker at dinner. So you're going to find out just what kind of a season those Colts are going to have this year. And that'll be after the draft, so you'll be able to see if you have any thing to say about Chris's choices in the draft there. So Chris Ballard is going to be our general manager of the Colts, is going to be the guest speaker at our golf outing May 22nd at Plum Creek Golf Club. Not too late to sign up yet. Still some openings available. 317-870-8400 or catholicradioindy.org.
And we're praying for a nice day that day, right?
Oh, absolutely. We've had most every day. We've never had a total rainout. We had one year that probably some of the golfers would have prayed for
it. Because it was sweltering?
No, it was cold and windy.
Oh, gotcha.
It was cold and windy, and we had ice-cold refreshments in the beverage cart, and everyone was hunting for hot chocolate and coffee. But no, we had ice-cold beverages for everybody. But it was a great day. Still, everybody had a great time, and it's a lot of fun.
And it happens rain or shine, right?
It does happen rain or shine. So, and don't worry about it if you're a good golfer or not so good golfer. It doesn't matter. It's a lot of fun. You can buy mulligans to help you along the way and that sort of thing, too. So, again, CatholicRadioIndy.org or 317-870-8400.
Well, I'm Bridget Ayer. You guys all know that. Thanks for joining us today for another edition of Faith in Action. I am joined in studio today with our guest, Denise McGonigal. She is a longtime friend and former colleague or co-colleague. She is now working as a corporate trainer, and she's a co-author of Joy Powered Families. So welcome to Faith in Action.
Thank you, Bridget. It is so nice, and I so appreciate Catholic Radio for inviting me to do this interview.
Well, you have a really great topic to talk about. First, we're going to talk about Joy Powered Families today, but I want to have you, Denise, tell us a little bit about yourself, your parish, your background. Were you always a practicing Catholic?
I have always been a Catholic. I grew up in Philadelphia in a family of 10 children.
Oh, so I did not know that.
Irish Catholic family. My maiden name is Roni, and I have a bachelor's degree from Chestnut Hill College for Women, which is a Catholic institution.
Oh,
I
neat.
Also, oh, yeah.
I didn't know that either.
Mm-hmm, I went to Catholic grade school, Catholic high school, Catholic college, and then I got a master's degree in theology at St. Charles Borromeo Seminary, which is the Archdiocesan seminary in Philadelphia where they train their priests.
Okay, well, that's really cool. And, you know, we had a guest in here not too long ago talking about her Catholic education. I'm also a product of Catholic education. So that Catholic education, it really pays off. You know, we're grooming people for many things, right?
It was a blessing all my life, truly.
So now you are with Purple Ink. Can you talk about that, what your role is there, and talk about this project that you rolled out?
When we were talking just before the show, you mentioned she was with Purple Ink, and I'm looking at my ink pen thinking, mine's blue. I don't know. What's that all about?
Most people think we're a stationery store.
Yeah.
You come by your paper and your pens there. But Purple Ink is an HR training and advisory or consulting company owned by Jody Curtis. And Jody Curtis is the author of the first Joy Powered book.
Okay.
Called Joy Powered, Creating intentionally creating inspired workspaces.
Okay.
And Jody invited me to co-write the second Joy-Powered book, which is called The Joy-Powered Family. I am the manager of training services at Purple Inc., and I specialize in corporate training, especially in the Clifton StrengthsFinder approach to business management.
Okay.
But that can also be translated into family management as well. There's actually a Catholic version of the Clifton StrengthsFinder assessment, and it equates Clifton strengths with your spiritual gifts of the Holy Spirit. So it's a beautiful application of strengths.
Yeah, and I know that there have been a couple. I'm at Our Lady of Mount Carmel Parish, and I know that you've been there a couple times offering that program.
That's right.
And if people just, since we're talking about this right now, if people wanted to bring that to their parish, Can you give the contact right now?
Well, people can contact me through our website, which is www.getjoypowered.com.
Okay.
And Jody Curtis and I began a ministry at Our Lady of Mount Carmel, which is called the Strengths Ministry.
Okay.
So we encourage people to take the Clifton StrengthsFinder assessment to discover what their top five signature strengths are. That's what the assessment measures. And then they come to a 90-minute workshop at Our Lady of Mount Carmel that we put on two or three times a year, and they can learn to unlock the secret or the mystery of their strengths and how they can be a better applied and equated to the gifts of the Holy Spirit. So it's a beautiful process.
Wow.
Yes, we actually have done the Clifton StrengthsFinder Catholic Edition workshop for all of the teachers at Our Lady of Mount Carmel, the school council, everyone on every council, actually, the entire staff of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. So it's becoming quite a strengths-based, spiritual gifts-placed organization.
So you and Jody got this set up as a ministry at the parish. So are they kind of one of the first ones that are doing this? Or are there places around the area that are doing that?
Right. St. Elizabeth Ann Seton is also doing it. I was actually trained in the Clifton StrengthsFinder model of assessing personalities by our diocese, the Diocese of Lafayette, when I was the director of adult faith formation at Our Lady of Mount Carmel.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Ann Rote had been officially trained by Gallup in Clifton Strengths, and then she trained many DREs like myself and pastoral ministers like myself. Even some of the priests have gone through it. So then after that happened, I brought it into the parish as part of what we did with faculty and staff and councils. And then when I left Our Lady of Mount Carmel, we were just in the process of rolling it out to the whole parish and inviting anybody to come in and take the StrengthsFinder assessment and then to unlock the secrets of it. So it's been wonderful.
What is the Clifton StrengthsFinder
assessment.
What is that?
You know what? I should reintroduce because people are thinking this is really interesting, and I want to know who Bridget's talking to. I'm talking to Denise McGonigal. She is the corporate trainer and co-author of Joy-Powered Families. So we're talking. Go ahead and ask that again, Jim.
Well, I was just asking what the Clifton Strengths Assessment test. Is that what, did I get it right?
Yes. Okay. Clifton Strengths Assessment. So you can go to gallup.strengthsfinder.com.
Okay.
And you can take the Clifton Strengths Assessment. And what it assesses is what are called your top five signature strengths. And Dr. Donald Clifton has ascertained through studying over 10,000 people that our strengths drive everything we do. Our signature strengths drive everything we do. Everything we think, everything we feel, and all the ways in which we act. And then there was a whole group from Gallup who translated it into a Christian version or a faith-based version called Living Your Strengths. Mm-hmm. And it equates the top five signature strengths with the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Now, what kind of strengths are you talking about?
As you're saying that,
I'm kind of thinking of the kind of, seems to me back a million years ago in grade school, you went through kind of assessments of what you might be good at as you grow up.
Yes, mm-hmm. It's not unlike a lot of the assessments mm-hmm. that you can take. You can take the Myers-Briggs, you can take the DISC assessment. We think the Clifton StrengthsFinder is the most usable one, the most applicable in your profession, mm-hmm. in your home, in your faith life. That's what's so beautiful about it. And it's not just pinpointing you on a quadrant. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What it does is it places you on a journey of exploring the things that you do best and encouraging you to do them even better. Mm-hmm. And in the sense of faith-based Clifton strengths, it would be encouraging that you to do them for the mm-hmm. honor and glory of God.
What sort of strengths would it identify?
So according to Donald Clifton, there are 34, he identified 34 of the most common strengths, and under each strengths is a myriad of talents that you might have. And so when you take this assessment, it assesses your answers in terms of your talents, those things that come naturally to you.
Things like compassion?
Well, it can be translated into compassion, but let me tell you what my five strengths are. My top five strengths are achiever, arranger, learner, connectedness, and responsibility.
Okay, so that sort of.
So there are others, like I also know what my whole skill set is. So in my skill set, I have positivity, I have belief, I have input, I have strategy. So I was always very good at strategic planning mm-hmm. in my job with Our Lady mm-hmm. Mount Carmel.
You have to have that gift, I think, as a DRE. Really,
that would be an interesting assessment because everybody, I guess, has those qualities to some degree.
They do, to some degree. But what this measures is what your five strongest are. And according to the theory, and the reason why we're actually talking about this in this interview, is that when you are working in your strength zone, you work with your greatest passion and you attain your greatest joy.
Uh-huh.
And so,
and probably your greatest success because you, is that true? Because you're,
that's 100% true. What Donald Clifton says is that leading with your strengths leads to success, excellence, and world-class performance.
Wow. So, okay, you know what? It's time for a quick break. So we're talking with Denise McGonigal. We'll be right back for more Faith in Action. Stay tuned.
Have you ever thought about joining the Catholic Church? Have you just wanted to explore the Catholic faith? All you need to do is call your local Catholic Church for more information. We are always happy to help you in your journey to discover and learn more about the Catholic faith. We have classes that are almost year-round, and the classes and information sessions do not involve making a commitment, and there is no pressure to join. Please call your local Catholic parish for more information today and start the journey of one day possibly becoming Catholic as well. God bless.
Most of us like to keep up on what's going on in the world and try to catch a little news each day. Did you know that you can catch the very latest Catholic news right on our website? We have news from Rome, from around the world, and here at home, updated every day so you always know what's going on from a Catholic perspective. Check it out. Go to CatholicRadioIndy.org and look for the Catholic news headlines. There's always something new at CatholicRadioIndy.org.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer, and I'm here with my guest, Denise McGonigal. She's a corporate trainer and co-author of Joy-Powered Families. So, Denise, what is a joy-powered family? What is joy-powered families? And how or what does this have to do with living out our Catholic faith and evangelization?
I love this question, Bridget. As you know,
I'm all about evangelization. You know that. So
I work together.
I don't let people get off the hook, you know, not without talking about evangelization.
Well, speaking of evangelization, on April 9th last week, Pope Francis released the most recent apostolic exhortation entitled Gaudete et Exultate, which means joy. Gaudete means joy. So the English title is Rejoice and Be Glad. Our last three popes have emphasized the concept of joy in living the Christian life.
And that's what people want to see.
Absolutely.
You know, if you're walking around humdrum and not happy and you're a Christian, that's not a really good witness, you know?
Yes. And when you think about the fruits of the Holy Spirit, right after love is always mentioned joy. So we say love, joy, peace, patience from Galatians 5:22, right? Mm-hmm. So joy is the second one to love. It's almost as if love and joy are two sides of the same coin. It's as though love, we wrote our book and quoted Father Andrew Apostoli, who says that joy is the unmistakable mark of the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
So joy is really foundational to faith.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, Joy of the Gospel was one of the encyclicals that Pope John Paul II wrote and mm-hmm. gave to us and has left us with that legacy. So truly, the word gospel means the good news. And
right.
if we're not preaching and evangelizing the good news with joy, then we're really doing it a disservice.
Right. It needs to be good news.
Yes.
You know, we need to
yes.
be excited about
yes.
it, you know?
Exactly.
So tell us a little bit about the Joy-Powered Family, the book, and what that is, and maybe how that kind of came out of StrengthsFinder, as we were talking about.
Sure.
How it,
sure.
it evolved.
Well, it's interesting because we went round and round about what would be the next Joy-Powered book, and we considered doing Joy-Powered Marriages,
mm-hmm.
and then we thought, well, maybe we'll write on Joy-Powered Parishes because Jody and I are so active in parish ministry. But then we decided that probably the most beneficial book would be on the Joy-Powered Family. I think it's because essentially there's so much fracturing that has happened to our families today in our
mm-hmm.
culture, and I don't mean to be getting negative during this interview.
Sure, sure.
But
addressing that concern and helping people on the journey, because there's whether their families are fractured or not,
yes.
they still need help along the journey.
Yes. And, you know, sometimes we make our solutions to problems too complicated.
Mm-hmm.
It was interesting because a couple years ago I read a study of a survey that was done of adolescents.
Mm-hmm.
And adolescents were asked, if you could be given a magic wand and change one thing in particular about your family, what would it be? And overwhelmingly, surprisingly, their answer was spending more time as a family. Can you believe that? So,
I think a lot of parents would be shocked to hear that.
Mm-hmm, as difficult as the fracturing of a family is,
mm-hmm.
we can unroll it pretty quickly if we would just spend more time with our children. Gallup did.
I do that a lot. My kids are like, you know, Mom. I said, I want to spend more time with you. Like, oh no, Mom, we've spent enough time with you. I'm like, okay, thanks
a lot. We did that already.
I'm like, I'm feeling the love here.
Oh, but there is such good payback for that.
There is
just such good payback.
I forced them to spend time with me.
Well, but they so appreciate it, and the result. Now, my four daughters are now young adults, and they're married, and. Our greatest joy is when we're all together.
Yes.
And at one point in time, all four of my children lived out of state. And gradually, they all moved back, and now they're all within about 15
oh,
minutes
that's nice.
Of our household. So it's wonderful. So there's great
so you did
joy
something right
in spending
there.
Time together. Well, I mean, I think it helps to have daughters. Daughters
yeah.
oftentimes come back. But anyway, my point is that the solution does not have to be as complicated as sometimes we think. And one of the foundations of our book
mm-hmm.
is that, as Father Henry Nouwen says, joy is not easy, but it involves a choice that we make all day, every day. We
mm-hmm.
can choose joy. One of my favorite parts of our book is how people have found joy in suffering in their family. So we talk about...
that's an unusual
concept. Oh, my
goodness,
right?
Yeah.
Yes.
That
well,
our world needs to hear.
And if you, you know, when you define joy, you recognize that joy isn't a superficial happiness like Aristotle talks about the four levels of happiness. So that goes way back to the second century BC.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about how level one of happiness is just a superficial kind of happiness where I enjoy a good steak or,
mm-hmm.
a nice movie or
mm-hmm.
a great concert. But it's all very superficial. Well, the deepest level of happiness is really where joy intersects with happiness, because it's the kind of happiness that is unshaken by external circumstances, that I choose joy again and again and again until it truly sinks into me, and joy becomes a matter of those great values of love and compassion and truth and honesty and beauty and those things that I have so deeply intrinsicized within me that anything external that happens to me is not going to shake my fundamental belief, which really Christians call the fourth level, the highest level of happiness, ultimate joy and ultimate union with God. And so it's just a beautiful way of looking at joy. And if we would just understand that joy is not going to come from the newest gadget, that
it's not external, right?
It's not external.
And everyone's looking, you know, if I get that car, or if I get that job, or, and then they're then they're let down. They're let down.
Right. Yes. The second level is, what are my accomplishments? What are my trophies in my case and my blue ribbons and things like that? The third level is a beautiful level. It's really, really the level of philanthropy, of in giving we receive. Mm-hmm. But even then, there's something self-centered about it, in that I learned that beautiful truth to the mystery that the more I give, the more I love, the more love I have, you know, the more joy I have. But even further than that is that my joy is pinned on my ultimate union with God, who will never be able to be shaken from me. It's that quote in Romans that Paul gives us, that all things work together for the good. So, you know, just kind of hanging on to that anchor and beauty of joy.
Okay, so we're talking with Denise McGonigal, and she's giving us a really good information and spiritual direction, I feel like, about what joy is, because we all want to have joy in our life. So what do you think, what did you find in doing the book? Maybe talk a little bit about that.
Sure.
And what you found, and what are, you know, the biggest struggles that maybe families are facing, and what they could take away from a book like this?
That's a great question.
I mean, I think I asked you three questions. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'm going to give you two answers.
Okay, good. I'll take
a multiple choice.
Yes, multiple choice here.
There you go. Okay, so here's what I pick. Number one, I always knew that the gateway to joy is gratefulness, is gratitude. Mm-hmm. Jody and I surveyed probably over 100 families.
Mm-hmm.
And I was humbled, and I was so heartened by, first of all, their beautiful stories of joy, both in their struggles and in their successes. But one of the things that was repeated over and over and over again by these families is that joy comes from a grateful heart. So choosing gratitude leads us into choosing joy, being grateful no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you remember a few years ago, that was the slogan of Our Lady of Mount Carmel.
Yeah,
I still
have one on a sticker on my car,
actually. I love that.
Yeah.
And it is so true. And that's such a beautiful, simple, fundamental lesson, that gratitude is the gateway to joy. So that's one thing. So the other thing is, one of the things I always talked about when I was at Our Lady of Mount Carmel as the director of Adult Faith Formation, I used to speak to parents, especially parents of adolescents, and I would tell them that there were two things that you needed to teach your children before they leave you for college.
Mm-hmm.
One is that you are not the center of the universe, and number two, life does not revolve around you. And I think that the greatest way we can instill joy in our families and teach our children that lesson, because you cannot arrive at joy when your orientation to life is self-centered.
Right.
So to teach them to serve the needs of others by finding what they are good at and using their gifts in service of others. So I think I've told you this before, Bridget, that I'm from a family, I said, I have seven sisters, okay? And so a few of my sisters organized all of our nieces and nephews to go down every year to Appalachia during the summer and to put on a vacation Bible school down there. And it was during that very selfless time that my four daughters learned that lesson, that they are not the center of the universe. It was truly by serving the needs of the neediest that they learned what the gifts were that God gave them, and they learned the beauty and the joy of the intersection of their gifts with other people's needs. And some of the statements that my daughters made to me during those experiences were so beautiful. My oldest daughter said to me one of those summers, she said, Of all of my, in my entire year, every year, my best week of it is always this week when we're down in Appalachia doing this Vacation Bible School. Now, we have spent thousands of dollars on vacations for these daughters of ours, yet their best week is not when we're out gallivanting and giving them things. It's when they are giving things to other people.
Now, I'm really glad you shared that story.
How much of what we're talking about today is in the book?
That is in the book. I do tell that story. And one of my daughters made this, I want to make this other statement. She said to me, when I'm in Appalachia teaching those children, I feel pure because the innocence of those children brings out what is best in me, what is good in me. So what a beautiful understanding that joy is when I lose myself. It's the lesson of Jesus. It's when we lose ourselves that we gain ourselves.
Now, where can people get a copy of the book?
Well, our website is www.getjoypowered.com. So all one word, getjoypowered.com. And on that website, you will see both of those books, The Joy Powered Workplace and The Joy Powered Family, and also our Joy Powered podcast that we have. So,
and if people wanted to maybe have you come speak at their parish, or can they get in touch with you that way too?
We would love that. We would love that. Both Jody and I, and we speak at many parishes. I'm speaking at Mary's Way at Our Lady of Mount Carmel in May.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about that. That will be Mary's Joy, Our Joy is the name of that talk. And they can email me at denise@purpleincllc.com, and that's INK, not INC. So purpleincllc.com.
So what kind of impact, we just have a few, probably a minute left, what kind of impact has doing this book made on your faith? What kind of impact has it had on you?
Truly, it has deepened my joy. I have positivity as a gift. Mm-hmm. I know that. But that can still be superficial if you don't really work at your positivity and hang it on something more deeper than just external positivity. So my joy has increased exponentially just speaking to different families and being able to give talks at different churches and learning people's stories and their hardships as well as their successes and the, you know, the journey. It's in sharing that journey that we all learn more about joy and how we can be a vehicle both for our own families and for others out there.
So thank you. This was a very joyful
thank
interview.
Thank you, Bridget. You're always a joy. So
my guest has been Denise McGonigal, corporate trainer and co-author of The Joy Powered Families. And you can find out more information. Will you give that website one more time?
www.getjoypowered.com.
All right. God bless you, Denise.
God bless you too, Bridget.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.